First thing, just want to congratulate the Astros and AJ Hinch on just a great wild card berth, and good luck. I think they play Tuesday, if I'm not mistaken, and play the Yankees. So I'll definitely be rooting hard for the Astros in that game. So on to yesterday. You know, losing like that is tough. It's not good. It's not acceptable. You know, we're a team that is going to continue to fight. We're a team that's going to come to work. Our guys are in here right now working in the weight room, working on Indianapolis already, and we're going to improve. We're going to get better. That may not be what everybody here wants to hear, but that's the truth, okay? It's my responsibility, like I told you after the game yesterday, to make sure that that type of game never happens again and that our team is better prepared to play these games starting Thursday night against the Colts. And I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that we improve and that we come out and go, you know, compete hard and get a win against the Indianapolis Colts on Thursday night. We have to make an honest assessment of where we are right now. We got to coach better. We've got to stop turning the ball over. We've got to put our players in better positions to make plays. We've got to tackle better. We have to catch the ball better. We can't continue to give up big plays. And we have to eliminate penalties. We have too many penalties. So those are some things that we have to improve upon. And, again, a lot of that comes down to coaching. I know that many of the players you spoke to last night, yesterday after the game, took responsibility, and I appreciate that. You know, we've got a good locker room, good bunch of guys, and we're all in it together, and we're going to work hard to improve. As far as the injuries go, I would say that Quentin Demps is day-to-day. Nate Washington is day-to-day. I would say that Cecil Shorts will probably be out for the Thursday game. Whitney Merciless is day-to-day, and Kareem Jackson underwent the concussion protocol yesterday, and then, you know, I'm not sure yet, haven't checked with the doctors whether he's been cleared or not, but that's basically an injury update at that point. Arian Foster played in the game. You know, like all of us, I think he said it after the game, we all need to do better. He's going to try to play better, but it looks like he came out of it healthy, and so he should be ready for Thursday night. Other than that, I'll open it up to questions.
What was Whitney's, the nature of what he was dealing with?
It was a leg bruise.
Can you tell us who your quarterback will be going forward?
It'll be Ryan Mallett.
What? Can you talk to us about why you've decided to stay with him?
He's our starting quarterback. Like all of us, he knows that he has to play better. We all have to do better. He's got to do a better job of throwing the ball more accurately, be more controlled in the pocket, don't turn it over, get us into the right play. But that's who will start against the Indianapolis Colts.
Was anything dramatically different to you in his performance, the offensive performance that you could see on film versus the three games previous?
You know, I don't know. It's just I think what it is right now is just like everybody, we've all got to be more consistent. You know, I think the play right now is up and down. Sometimes it looks okay, and, you know, a lot of times yesterday it didn't look very good at all. I think that we really need to work on the running game. We've got to be able to run the football. When the passes are there and, you know, guys are open, we've got to throw it accurately and we've got to catch the ball. And when it's man coverage, you know, guys got to get open and we still have to throw it accurately and catch the ball. So I think everybody's working hard to get better.
Kind of along those lines, you've thrown an average of 50 balls a game. I know that's not what you're intending to do. Is it just sticking with the run longer or just creating different plays?
I think what's happened is, you know, especially yesterday we fell behind. It became more of a two-minute type of game, you know, early in the game. So we were in more of a no-huddle mode and trying to get back in the game, which obviously we really didn't do. But we were in more of a throwing mode, and that's what's happened in a couple of the other losses too. So, you know, we just have to be more balanced and really stick with the running game through four quarters for 60 minutes. But when you fall behind, you know, that's not a good thing.
Coach, how do you handle the week routine-wise with such a short amount of time to improve on some of the things you're working on?
Yeah, we're gonna meet here at 2 o'clock, and then we'll meet on special teams, meet O&D, and then we'll have a walkthrough around 5 o'clock. We'll walk through probably for about an hour, hour and a half. And then do a similar schedule tomorrow, but in the morning. And the walkthrough will be more of a jog through tomorrow. So we'll break a sweat tomorrow. We'll go out there and, you know, run around. We probably won't be in helmets or anything, but we'll get some work done, more physical type of work, not contact-wise, but at least running around. And then on Wednesdays, the day before the game, be a normal day before the game routine.
Bill, two questions. What did you see from the Nick Novak field goal that he short-legged, and just also your thoughts on the opportunity to get into first place if you can win Thursday night?
Yeah, I think that, Nick on that one, I think the operation looked okay. I think we just have to, go back and look at exactly, where the ball's being snapped, Shane working with Nick as the holder, and then Nick just being comfortable with the whole operation. Not an excuse for Nick. It wasn't a great kick. Obviously, it was a long kick, didn't even come close, but I think that Nick will work hard to get better.
Bill, with the injury to Cecil and potentially with Nate, his being day-to-day, do you anticipate making any roster moves as it relates to the receiver position?
I think we're in the process of discussing some things. We haven't made any moves yet. I really haven't seen Rick too much today, just been in the coaching meetings and things like that. So I'm sure we'll reconvene later on here today. But right now, you got Hop, you have Mumphrey, Strong, Worthy. Those are the guys that you have right now, and those are guys that have Hop's been out there a lot, obviously, but Mumphrey really had some good catches yesterday and played hard. Strong's getting better, had a good week of practice last week. Worthy, same thing. So, young players that we think are getting better.
Coach, you made it very clear here that Mallett is your guy, but given the way Brian performed when he came in, which was quite impressive, how do you avoid even the appearance of a quarterback controversy?
Well, I think, again, Brian did go in there and do some good things. It was 42-0 at that time, and, it was a passing game, and he did a good job. But I think right now, being on a short week and things like that, I think it's important for us to stick with Ryan right now. And I'll say what I said again. I'll say this again. We all have to do better. Ryan has to play better. Everybody's got to coach better, and we all have to play better. So I believe Mallett understands that.
Bill, I know coaches are not crazy about Thursday night games. I mean, you prefer to play every weekend and keep on your routine, but under the circumstances, is maybe this the perfect week to have the short week?
I was going
to
say, Dale, it depends on how you're doing. I think it's time to turn the page on Atlanta and move very quickly on to Indianapolis, and that's what we're doing. So in this regard, even though Atlanta was a very physical football game, that's why it's difficult, because you're playing on a Sunday and it's a real smash mouth type game, and then you got to turn around and play on Thursday. That's tough, but in this instance, it's probably a good thing for our team.
So in terms of the opportunity, just what you guys could accomplish with the way the division started, how much is that a kind of a nice change from you talking about moving on?
Absolutely,
it's a big opportunity here.
Absolutely, I think that again, yesterday is not good. It can't happen again. But I do think that there's a lot of football to be played. There's a lot of football to be played. And I think that, divisional games have not been played yet. This will be our first divisional game, for us. And so that's a great opportunity. I think every game is different. I think that, we have 12 more regular season games, and each one's going to be different. So we can't really look back on what happened. We can't do anything about what happened yesterday. We've got to really focus on Indianapolis and try to improve.